Thank you. I would like to thank the organizers for what has so far been a very well-run conference. And this is work that I have done with a number of my collaborators are actually in the audience, most of them, I believe. And yeah. So gravity, and I'm going to be working in three dimensions. So we can write our gravity theory as a difference of two Chern-Simons theories. And then as was reviewed the other day during one of the talks, we can extend this to a higher spin theory in three dimensions by enlarging our gauge group from SL2 across SL2 to two copies of SLN or some other gauge group that contains SL2, but we'll stick to two copies of SLN. And so the metric is given by the trace over the Philbin in the gravity theory, and then when we generalize to higher spin theories, it's given by the trace over what becomes the Zu Philbin. And so the other content in the theory, as I said, this is a higher spin theory, is given by the action of the gravitational SL2. It has some weight on the rest of the SLN, and the field content is just given by that weight. So usually people work with what is called the principal embedding of SL2 into SLN, which has integer spins ranging from 2 up to n. In this case, I'm going to work with one of the other embeddings. The number of embeddings grows exponentially with n, so there's a lot of other embeddings. I'm going to work with the next principal embedding, which has integer spins ranging from 1 up to n minus 1, and then 2 spin n over 2 bosons. Note that occasionally this can be half-integer spin, but they're still bosons. That's an important point. Okay, so you can do an asymptotic symmetry analysis of these theories following Brown and Hanau, or your other favorite method of doing so. And in these theories, you get something called the Feigen-Smiketov algebra. This is the generalization to the next principal embedding of SLN of what many people working in this field are familiar with. The Polyakov-Brzezinski algebra is W32. This is just the SLN generalization thereof. I've not written the whole algebra up here, but as you can see, there's a Virasoro piece with some central charge that is fixed entirely. There's also a U1 current algebra with at some level kappa. Again, this is fixed by demanding that the algebra close. And then, of course, the usual weights. And then these Gs, which are the things that generate, these are the generators that correspond to the spin n over 2 fields. Well, they obey a commutation relation as well, but they have some central term. So they're going to generate states. If you act on them on the vacuum, they generate states. The interesting point is that G plus and G minus commute, they don't anti-commute. This is a very similar algebra to a superconformal algebra, except that they commute, which means that they have opposite norm descendants. So they better be null states if you want a unitary theory. So this is the formula for the central extension on that, and so that better vanish if theory is going to be unitary. So demanding unitarity leads to only some certain levels K can be allowed in the Chern-Simons theory. And if you recall the usual map between the Chern-Simons level and Newton's constant, that means that Newton's constant is quantized in these theories at certain critical values, which we'll call alpha. And they're labeled by some positive integer n hat related to n, ranges between 1 and n minus 1 over 2. And so if you compute the allowed values of the central charge, well, they differ by 1 from what is, if you're very familiar with this field, the central charges of the WN minimal models. And at large n, these theories can have semi-classical limits where the central charge is of order n over 4, but they also have quantum regimes where the central charge is order 1. And here I've just plotted, for an example, n equals 100. These red points are the allowed values of the central charge where the theory, where the G states are null, and so the theory could be unitary. So as you can see, it goes up to order 25. But there's also values of K where it's order 1 down here. Thank you.